I'd like to share a quote with you this morning. A quote. I'm going to read it a couple of times just so you can hear it. One cannot level one's moral lance at every evil in the universe. There are just too many of them. But you can do something. And the difference between doing something and doing nothing is everything. Read this one more time. One cannot level one's moral lance at every evil in the universe. There are just too many of them. But you can do something. And the difference between doing something and doing nothing is everything. That's a quote heard a while ago in my life. And it's a quote of someone who I just want to share a couple thoughts with this morning. It's the quote of a Jesuit priest who was very active, particularly in the 1960s and 70s. His name was Father Dan Berrigan. Any of you ever heard of Dan Berrigan? Yeah, we're aging ourselves. Dan Berrigan was someone who perhaps was one of the most controversial priests that we've known in many ways. He was someone who perhaps you liked and or perhaps you did not care for. And I'm not here to advocate either of those places, but to share with you a little bit of him and what he did really in my early upbringing as a young boy growing up. Daniel Berrigan was a Jesuit priest who very much felt a call, a ministry of being being a pacifist, particularly during the 1960s, being opposed to the Vietnam War. For those of you who lived through the 60s, you know what that time was like. It was just an incredible time. And Dan Berrigan stood on the side of being against the war in Vietnam, led protests, remember protest movements, marching against various things. He was actually a thorn in the side to many bishops in the church at that time, very controversial. Dan Berrigan also had as a great mentor for him Thomas Merton. Thomas Merton is someone who many of you may have read, and I have just about everything he ever wrote, and just about read everything he's written. Maybe not everything, but a lot of it. And very much a Trappist monk, very much a contemplative, and much of his writings we can hear with a kind of sense of groundedness and deep, deep spiritual depth. But in the 1960s, Thomas Merton was also a part of a call for social justice in our world. And his books like Conjectures of a Guilty Bystander, Contemplation in a World of Action, was really beginning to call people to take action in the world around us. Even this Trappist monk in the hills of Gethsemane, Kentucky. And folks would go to him to meet with him. And Dan Berrigan was one of those people who met with Thomas Merton and found great, great learning from this holy man. Dan Berrigan was known for being actively opposed to the Vietnam War. He's a part of a group called the Catonsville Nine. You may have heard of that. He and eight other folks broke into a military draft office, stole draft records, put them outside in a garbage can and poured napalm on them and burned them up. He spent 18 months in federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut, for doing that. Very controversial. Very controversial. And just a very interesting kind of guy. Growing up as I was at that time, you could not help but hear about him. He was on the news quite a bit. Years later, I forget why, but I wrote to him and actually have a letter of his that I treasure dearly. But it's a letter of someone so grounded, so kind, so calm. When you read it, you have a tough time seeing this person you see in the news. Just this incredible, incredible kind of calling that he lived. Thomas Merton had some problems with some of the things that Dan Berrigan was doing. even though Dan Berg and even though Thomas Merton gave some influence to him, had some great difficulties with some of the ways that Dan Bergen went about some of the things he did. But what he did for me was, and many others too, it's just that Dan Bergen passed away about 2 weeks ago at the age of 94. He died at Fordham University, a Jesuit university, a place where I got my second master's degree and studied under the Jesuits. I always call that my Jesuit degree. I know the place, I know the location, and he lived there and passed away at the age of 94 a couple of weeks ago. There's been a lot of writings in the newspapers about him, and it kind of brought back, you know, that memory as well. Not presenting Dan Bergen as someone you need to agree with or disagree with, but someone who tried to do something, as that quote I just read, did something. His something may be something that draws you to his something. His something may be something that draws you to another something. But the call of that quote is to do something in our world. And that's how I was shaped and formed early on in my growing up, you know, is this idea that church, the gospel, is more than just our local parish community. But it is this call to a larger, expansive world. It is our call to fight for justice, to fight for the rights of folks. This was the time of the civil rights movement. It was the time of people standing up in so many ways for the poor, the oppressed. It was quite a time. I'm not trying to be here to reminisce. For those of you who are millennials thinking, oh, the 60s, it's that group from back then. But it was a time. It was a time that formed and shaped me quite a bit and gave me a sense that church is meant to be something where we gather together in community. We're fed. We're nourished. We care for each other. We deeply care for each other. We take care of each other. But reminding us that we do that in order to be a group sent forth to make a difference in this world. And how significant that is for us. I would suggest that those among us who are millennials, if you read about the millennial generation today, the millennial generation is very much about the idea of affecting and connecting and changing the community, the world around us, and look to church to be that. That's not so much something new as much as it may be a reminder to us, of that call to go forth and have an impact on this world. And Dan Bergen reminds me of that. Just reminds me of that. We gather together today, the feast, the Sunday after the Feast of the Ascension. This past Thursday was Ascension Thursday, 40 days after Easter. And it's that feast where we celebrate what Scripture refers to is Jesus ascending into heaven. There's lots of paintings, and you may have seen paintings of this scene. I don't know if you have an image. An image oftentimes is of Jesus kind of up in the air, heading up to heaven, and folks standing around looking up. The Scripture talks about that too. Jesus ascending into heaven. And there's a great line where the angel says to the disciples gathered, "Why do you stand here looking at the sky?" It's a great phrase. Why do you stand here looking at the sky? It's a phrase I've reflected on many times over the years, and it strikes me that that's a challenge. Because I don't know about you, but it's a lot easier to look at the sky and wait for God to do something. I think the real challenge is to look at each other, to look in each other's faces, to look in the faces of folks beyond ourselves, to look into the world beyond us, to see where there is injustice and reach out for justice, to see where there are people who are in poverty and struggling and oppressed and some way do something for that. To do something. Can't do everything, but we can do something. And that's what that quote of Daniel Berrigan speaks to me about. We can do nothing, or we can do something. But the difference between the two is everything. And so we're called to that. We're called to that as we gather this Sunday after the Feast of the Ascension, to be a people who don't just, there are times to gaze to the heavens, but we're called to gaze into each other's eyes and into this world and make a difference. And so as we gather together today, I bring before you Dan Berrigan, who I know upsets a lot of people and did in his time and still does today. That's okay. There have been lots of people who have upset me in my life. But people who, think about the people who've touched your life in some way and have challenged you to stretch yourself, to expand yourself, to make a difference in this world. Let us be those people. Those people, as we say, who love God, love our neighbor, and can go forth and change the world.